Administrators in a variety of public programs continue to weigh and plan as best they can for the impact of federal sequestration. Last Friday, $85 billion of federal budget cutting began taking effect. Across the political spectrum, critics of sequestration say the cuts are highly indiscriminate. And joining me to discuss their views are Gilda Jacobs, who is president and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
And Lucy McClintic is the director of Head Start for the four counties nearest Lansing, Ingham, Clinton, Eaton, and Shiawassee. Welcome, Lucy.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Is it any clearer today than it was last Friday, for example? What impact sequestration will have on low and middle income families in Michigan? Gilda?
Well, we've been concerned all along during this whole debate. We know that there will be major impacts. I know Lucy is going to be talking about the impacts to Head Start, but if you take a look at K-12, special education, employment and adult education, students who depend on federal dollars for student loans to get themselves through child care and development grants, all of those are on the cutting board. And this will have a significant effect on a lot of low-income and middle-income people. Every day we will start seeing some kind of a change as the sequestration cuts start to take
Are you seeing cuts being identified, though? I mean, do you know in detail what programs are being cut and by how much?
Well, we can figure out how much is lost right now. Understand that the state budget, about 41% of our total state budget relies on federal dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very important number to take into into the equation. So if you're having these sort of across-the-board cuts, then you're going to see this in all sorts of different programs. DHS, for example, I think something like 82% of their budget are federal dollars. WIC, food kinds of things.
Mm.
You know, those are dollars that are going to be somewhat affected by this as well.
Lucy McClintic, what about cuts to Head Start specifically? What can you tell us about those?
Well, I can tell you about our program, and then I can talk about Michigan in general. But a 5% cut to our program would be a loss of $625,000. And I can tell you we cannot make that up with cuts here and there. It will move into looking at all of our program, losing children, losing services, perhaps losing bus routes. At this point, we're planning on a reduction of about 150 children, and that would be across our four counties. So it's very serious as we begin to plan for next year, what classrooms will have to be changed, what services will be changed.
But do you know you're looking at a 5% cut?
That's what we've been told, yes.
Okay.
We've had calls from Washington, from the National Head Start office, to look at a 5% cut.
Okay. Let's get a handle on the pre-sequestration size of some of these key budgets. Gilda, what's been the recent trend? I mean, we're led to believe that there's already been quite a bit of cutting that's been going on. Where are you now, pre-sequestration, compared to, say, 5 years ago?
Well, if you just take a look at our state budget, we've made cuts to a lot of programs steadily over the years anyways, just in our state. So if you then take those reductions of programs and then overlay the sequestration cuts, we're talking about a significant difference in the lives of people who kind of depend on some of these dollars coming through. You know, we're really moving really into a crisis as this really unfolds.
What about Head Start, Lucy?
Well, I think the same thing is true for us. We've seen a number of years of flat funding, but I guess what I'd like to talk about is sort of the double, triple, quadruple whammy that some of our families will be facing. I mean, many of them are parents that are juggling two and three jobs that depend on Head Start for a portion of their child care or all of their child care. Many of them take advantage of WIC services. They're going to school. They're trying to get ahead with scholarships and loans. So it's all of these cuts will be affecting our program in a number of ways. We actually have a WIC on site. We actually have adult ed on site at one of our largest centers. And so you're going to just be magnifying all of these cuts as they go through and plan out.
Yes, Gilda,
I was going to say, you know, if we take a look at, for example, the fact that Michigan already cut unemployment benefits for unemployment insurance benefits,
right,
from 26 to 20 weeks. So you already have people that are struggling to make ends meet. If you put on top of some of these other cuts to programs in terms of housing kinds of programs, homeless assistance programs, Meals on Wheels for people who are kind of shut-ins. You talked about WIC. Some of the career and employment education programs that, if you want to be able to get people retrained to go out, we're going to have effects with that.
You would both maintain there is no room for cutting?
How can you absorb $625,000?
The fat disappeared a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. Sequestration came less than 2 months after Governor Snyder proposed a $130 million increase for Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program for low and moderate income kids for a couple of years, I guess. I imagine passage of that part of the governor's budget has become more important after the sequester. Lucy?
That's true. However, the funding level for Great Start Readiness is substantially lower than Head Start because of all the comprehensive services that we provide. But yes, we try to blend with over 100 children Head Start and Great Start Readiness to provide full day. Again, looking at what do the neediest of the needy children, and Great Start Readiness is designed to serve the children above 100% of poverty. Head Start serves the children below 100% of poverty.
Okay. Just to contrast the projections here, though, the Obama administration says sequestration threatens to eliminate 2,300 Head Start slots in Michigan. You project 100 or so here in the
150
four,
in our area,
150,
yes,
in our four counties. The governor's number crunchers project an increase in preschool placements. Again, this is the Great Start Readiness Program, from 32,000 next year to 48,000 in 2014. But you're saying these are different populations
that are being served.
They're
different populations and they're different services. Certainly it would help, and we will do everything in our power to cut as few children as possible or to refer children to the Great Start Readiness or to blend Great Start and Head Start together. I think the ultimate loss will still be a loss to our area as well as the state of Michigan. Our children rely on us to help with medical and dental care, with nutritious meals, with counseling services. You know, it's a much more comprehensive program funded at a higher level than the Great Start Readiness Program, but it would help.
And also, Lucy, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that in the president's budget, he wants to put in more money into early childhood, I think into four-year-olds at this point, I'm not positive, kind of aligns with what Governor Snyder wants to do. So there may be an opportunity, actually, that maybe more kids can get young kids can get some kind of services in the state. And that's kind of obviously up in the air as that goes through the budget process at the federal level.
Absolutely. And, you know, President Obama's funding projections or hopes are also to look at increasing the number of services for 0 to 3. Currently, in our program, we only serve 160 infants and toddlers, and we serve 1,457 preschoolers. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge difference between 0 to 3 services, and that is true throughout the whole state. I mean, you're looking at a difference of almost 33,000 Head Start children and then only 5,400 early Head Start children.
There's the oddest dichotomy here involving what appears to be the growing acceptance of the importance of early childhood education.
Absolutely.
This is being adopted across the board. But if the funding isn't there, how much progress could possibly be made with these early childhood innovations?
It's two steps forward and maybe three back and then another one forward. And, you know, this is kind of what we're dealing with, trying to figure out how will we best serve, and what I believe, the neediest of the needy first, and then move on to universal preschool. I think research shows that preschool programs, high-quality preschool programs, make a difference in a child's education and outcomes for the rest of their life.
Right.
Again, looking at, I believe, serving the neediest of the needy first, and then moving on to universal preschool.
Gilbert,
I was just going to say, if you take a look at some of the other projected budgetary effects, you also have special education. We are looking at over $20 million of a loss, and that translates into 240 teachers and aides and about just under 10,000 students that would be affected, because a lot of those dollars come from the feds to support those kinds of programs. And even elementary and secondary education act, we're looking at a $22 million cut as well. So we're talking 300 teachers, 25,000 students, 80 schools. So it's the early childhood, but it goes really in through K-12 as well.
Gilda Jacobs, we've got under a minute. What areas aside from education really rise to the top of concern for you?
Well, I'm very concerned about the health and nutrition cuts and the housing cuts, because those are areas that have really been affected by the recession and unemployment in Michigan. And while we're struggling to do better, there are still people every day who cannot make their basic needs.
Are we looking at just a greater number of Michigan citizens who will fall through some kind of crack, homelessness, mental health,
absolutely,
hunger?
Absolutely. And we can't afford to let that happen.
Okay. All right. On that note, we will wrap up, but we really appreciate the time. Our guests have been Gilda Jacobs, President and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy, and Lucy McClintock, Director of Head Start for the four counties nearest Lansing. Thanks very much.